Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Our gospel reading comes from the 9th chapter of Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silence and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met them. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seized him and all at once he shrieks. It convulsed him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. We're going to pray today because we have three songs for the sermon. And I'm just going to say a little something in between. First thing I want to say is, we are at the end of Epiphany. Jesus is a light to the world. And in this scene, which we'll get to in a second about what it could mean, people always, even now, are looking for messiahs. They're looking for people to save them. And the Jewish folks back in Jesus' time were no different. They were looking for someone to save them. And Jesus was that someone, it turned out. But not in a classic sense of a warrior. But this is what he said. This is how he sets the tone for his ministry. He unrolled the scroll in the synagogue and found the place where it was written. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then everyone looked at him like, "What?" And then he said, "Now is the time that is fulfilled." Jesus said, "I am the Messiah. I've come from God to be with you, to show you the way. If you're broken, I'm here for you. If you can't see, if you're lost, if you're lonely, I am here for you. This is the program that I bring. This is how it will be, unlike it's been before." And so in this first song, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters," there's the line, "Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down." Think about that for Jesus, for us, and what that means for you, what that might mean for the world.
When you're weary, feeling small, tears are in your eyes, I will try them all. I'm on your side, oh, in times get tough.
So we have a text study every Wednesday for what's coming up in the week. And so for me, as I was trying to bottom line, what's bottom line transfiguration about? And this is what it's about. This is what it's about right here. Oh, boy. Oh. Uh-huh. Ah, yes. Thank you. That's right. No, not Batman versus Superman. Superman. So I believe transfiguration is about Jesus saying, and on that mountain, God saying to the world, this is my son. He is from me, from on high. He is like a super figure. But the key is, and again, it goes back to what Jesus was about. Not in the classic sense, not that he leaps tall buildings or can pull a train or can do super whatever. But for him, it was about love. And in fact, it turns out that love is the greatest superpower. Love is the greatest superpower. People will do extraordinary things in the name of love. And when love happens, and we've all seen it at some point, we've all been loved at least at one time, at some point, it's the most powerful thing. It's the greatest superpower. And again, it's Jesus talking in a new way. It's all about love. And that's why we picked this song, One Love, One Love.
Sounds great out there. I'll just tell you that. You guys are singing really well.
One question I'd really love to ask.
One heart.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind just to save his own beliefs? Here we go now. One love. One heart. Let's get together and feel alright. And we do it again. One love. A little bit louder now.
One heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright. Everybody say, let's get together and feel alright. Get together to fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no more doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Here we go now. One love. Sing it out loud.
One heart. Let's get together and feel alright.
Just the congregation.
One love.
One
and praise to the Lord,
and I will feel alright. And the last one, let's get together and feel alright.
So in that story, we're going to assume it's God's voice. God says, listen to my son. And then the next scene after this transfiguration, after the reveal of the superpowers, which is love, they come down off the mountain and get back in the real world, and a healing takes place. And at the end, the crowd is amazed. So again, as you think about how it's been for you with Jesus, with faith, Where are the healings that you've seen? Where have you seen love enacted? Now, when God's voice was saying, listen to my son, listen and follow him. Follow him because you'll do some amazing things. Because once we know, I'm talking about you and me, once you and I know that we are beloved children of God, that God loves us regardless, we don't have to do anything. God's love is just poured on us again and again. Whether we do the good stuff, whether we do the bad stuff, God always is yearning to love us. And when we know that, we can go and do amazing things. And that's the invitation. That's the invitation. That's why we get a peek into the transfiguration of who Jesus really is. We get a peek and go, that's God. And God is for us. And we can go do some amazing things. So that's what this next song is. It's a call from God. Come on, let's go do it. So let's sing this song. Captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry
reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had.
We live happy. Somehow we missed out on that pot of gold.
But we'll try best that we can to carry on. Sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. I said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
I thought that they were angels, but to my surprise, they climbed aboard the starship and headed for the skies, singing, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
I said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
Come sail away. Sail away, come sail away with me.
Ah. All right, one more. I promise, the last shirt. I promise, it's the last shirt, because I'm very warm right now.
All right, final shirt.
You see me wearing this shirt all the time. You know, once you have that freedom that grace provides, it helps you to be loving, it helps you to be generous. So that's the question, is what are you going to do with this incredible generosity of grace that you have in your life? What are you going to do? And the truth is, you have freedom. So I'm going to give you an example of what I'm going to do. So what I'm going to do is I've thought about this. You know, we have the Clean Kids going, the Clean Kids program. If you want to go back there to see how it's going, well, I mean, it's just a room torn up right now, so it's not that impressive. But pretty soon we're going to be making sure that kids can learn because their clothes will be clean when they're homeless. That is a huge need. And so I've always had this vision of when I'm 50, which I am now, of walking 50 miles. Well, I'm approaching 51 by April 15th, so that's the deadline. So I'm thinking end of March, beginning of April, hopefully on a warm day, it's time to do it. And I'm calling it Walk for Learning, which maybe doesn't quite sound right if you think about English, but Walk for Learning. But the idea is I'm going to walk from here, starting probably at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to walk to Aberdeen to the Log Pavilion, which is right when you enter Aberdeen. That's about 50 miles. And the kind of help I would like from you, besides prayer and please don't let him get run over and don't let him have a heart attack and all those things. I've run 26 miles, so I think I can walk 50 miles. But I'd like you to sponsor me, you know, like it'd be like a crop walk kind of thing. So like, you know, a quarter a mile, a dollar a mile. If you don't think I can do it, you know, raise your number up more. But the whole idea, the whole idea is walking for learning, to just to get some nice seed money, a kickstart for Clean Kids. I mean, people have been very generous, but I just really think it just would be a cool kickstart for that program. So that's what I'm going to do. And in this next song, think about the freedom that you have and the grace that God gives you and the love. What are you going to do?
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. I'm gonna make a difference. I'm gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. See the kids in the streets with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wing, you know, 'cause they got why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change. Selfish kind of love, it's time that I realize there are some with no home, not a nickel to loan. Could it be really me pretending that they're not alone? Oh, will Lord deeply scar somebody's broken heart, and what Could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.